From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, May 18th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council on May 15th chose to table its discussion of a planned override of Mayor Rick Rector's veto of a resolution that would have allowed the council to hire its own attorney. The mayor and the council are currently served by the same lawyer. Common Council President Tom DiPietro said no conflict between the council and mayor prompted the decision to hire an independent attorney. Some aldermen in April expressed the opinion that retaining a separate attorney might be necessary to make it clear that the council is an equal branch of the city government. Rector's predecessor budgeted $20,000 for the current fiscal year explicitly for the purpose of funding an attorney to represent the Common Council on an as-needed basis. Earlier this year, in keeping with the mayor's campaign slogan of One Hudson, Rector and DiPietro agreed that one attorney was sufficient for the mayor's office and Common Council. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. expects to have most remaining storm-related power outages repaired by late May 18th. A utility spokesman said the company had approximately 470 line crews and 180 tree trimmers working primarily in southern Dutchess County and the northern portion of Orange County to repair damage from the May 15th violent storms. He said, and I quote, "But we recognize there are areas of significant damage that may take until the weekend to repair," end quote. As of 5 p.m. May 17th, Central Hudson reported 349 active outages affecting nearly 24,000 customers. Of those, the majority were in Orange County, with more than 15,000 customers without service. The severe storms that moved through the region this week killed three people in the Hudson Valley and resulted in at least five tornadoes, including one that formed in Socrates. Central Hudson is distributing dry ice and bottled waters in areas still without power. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The Social Security Administration on May 17th announced the most popular baby names in the state of New York for 2017. Liam topped the boys list, followed by Noah, Jacob, Lucas, and Joseph. Olivia was number one for girls in 2017, followed by Emma, Sophia, Mia, and Ava. The Social Security Administration began compiling the baby name list in 1997 with names dating back to 1880, thus creating a national database that reveals the most popular baby names. You can read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. And finally, Melanie Lekosevic is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. A Ravenna Coeyman Selkirk Central School District guidance counselor has been arrested and charged with stalking and criminal mischief. Kenneth M. Blair of Mechanicville was arrested May 9th by the New York State Police at the Sand Lake Barracks. District Superintendent Brian Bailey said the charges against Blair do not involve a student. Blair has been accused of, and I quote, "a persistent and repeated course of conduct via electronic mail, in-person contact, and driving by areas where the victim was located," end quote. It has also been alleged that Blair fired a BB gun and damaged the victim's windows. Blair pointed out that while charges have been filed, the outcome of the case has yet to be determined. The superintendent said the district is looking into the matter and a final decision on Blair's future has not yet been made. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 68 degrees. Rain is likely for Friday night, mainly after 5 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 47. Now your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, rain is likely with a temperature high near 57 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of rain and thunderstorms. It will be cloudy with a low around 57. And on Sunday, a chance of rain and thunderstorms before 2 p.m., then a chance of showers after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 76 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers before 8 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 53. The sun rose this morning at 5:29 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:13 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 58 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 18th day of May 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.